Obama is gathering in the finest minds. Obama is gathering in the finest minds. He, like Einstein, like all the great thinkers of all times, have realized that when you have the minds of the finest people, when you have the minds of the most powerful people in government and in all areas of life, thinking together on positive thoughts on behalf of the universe, on behalf of the world, on behalf of this country which we live in and the country that they live in, and have them all recognizing that their thoughts are so powerful, that their thoughts can bring about the wonderful, beautiful, fantastic world that is the world that they desire for themselves and for others. What kind of a world do you desire for yourself? Do you want to join Obama and his group of people who are mentors working on behalf of this world? All you have to do is start thinking, all is in divine order in this world. All is beautiful in this world. All is going along in this world in a beautiful, marvelous, fantastic way, and it is being done now. It is wonderfully being done now. It is being done now. We don't force people to do anything. We don't force anything in this world. All we do is speak our word and know that our word, our conviction, has the power to reveal itself in a most magnificent way. Yes, our word has the ability to reveal itself in the most magnificent way, and this is what Obama is working with his cadre of people to bring about: the thought so powerful, so dominant, so wonderful. Not the thought of anger, not the thought of unhappiness, not the thought of lack of accomplishment, not the thought of ideas that are going to be demolishing the earth or that the earth is going through as terrible experiences, but the thought that all is in divine order, that all is guided and led by the highest and the greatest and the most wonderful thing that lies within each one of us, our own thought. Every day, these men are gathering together, these men and women from around the world, all the presidents that are past of the United States are gathering to talk with Obama on the idea of what kind of thoughts should we be thinking to bring about the result we choose to have in the world. Not directive thoughts that we're going to tell people how to act and how to think and how to live, but the idea that all is in divine order. And all is in divine order, and this divine order is wonderful and is magnificent right now. This divine order is perfect and beautiful. This divine order is everlasting, but it's divine order, the highest and the best. That's all that we treat for. We treat for the highest and the best, and who are we to say what is the highest and best for any country, for any person? Only that country and that person can know what is the highest and best for them. And as long as they dwell upon the highest and best for themselves and for the world that they live in, they will have it. It will take place in their world because it already exists, and they are revealing that it already exists. They're revealing that it's already there. It's already in the mind of every single person who thinks positive about themselves and their world. It is in the minds of everyone now, and it's a matter of revealing it in a revealed experience of expression. And it is done now. Are you ready to work with something so positive, so dynamic, so wonderful like that? Are you ready to be like the past presidents joining together with Obama, thinking positive? Are you ready to do that? They're not saying this should happen and that should happen. They're saying all is in divine order. They're saying our country is run by the finest and the most beautiful people in the world, most noble men in the world, always looking for the highest and best of the world that we're working in. And it's true. And it's true for you.
We don't tell a hurricane not to be there. We just say, take off into the sky, be gone, enjoy yourself. We say, we live in a world of beautiful weather. We live in a world of beautiful rain, of beautiful sun, of beautiful everything. We live in a world of the best ecology we could ever have. We live in a world that is balanced. We live in a world that is magnificent. But we live in a world of our thought. And that's the first thing. And the last thing that we think about, we live in a world of our thought. And whatever our thought is, that's what our world is. Whatever our thought is, that's who we are. Are you ready to be your thought? Are you ready to know this? Are you ready to join Obama and his wonderful merry men and women as they seek out positive thinking for the world and for life and for themselves? These are men who are successful. These are women who are successful. These are people who have spoken their word on behalf of themselves, for their life, for their world, for everything that goes on. And they have spoken their word, and they have brought about results that are fabulous, wonderful, glorious, marvelous. And it is done now. Are you ready for such a wonderful experience? Are you ready for such a noble experience? Are you ready for such a fantastic expression of all that is good and beautiful? Are you ready? Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for seeing these wonderful people who are gathering together to think positive thoughts for all the world, to think positive thoughts for their nation, to think positive thoughts for what goes on in this universe, and in thinking positive thoughts, experiencing positive responses. The law of cause and effect, known so beautifully to them by their lifestyle and by their world, by our lifestyle and by our world. Every moment of our life, we can say with the cadre, all is in divine order. We can say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We can say, the weather is balanced. We can say, all of the conditions of the earth are just like a snap in perfect order, divine order. Not like it was, not like it will be, but in divine order. Balance, harmony everywhere. We say these things, we know these things, we live these things, we are these things. These are the thoughts that we choose to have in our mind. These are the thoughts that we choose to know. This is what Obama's doing with his friends. This is what he's doing with all of these men and women who would see the world as harmonious and beautiful, who would see the world as glorious and marvelous, who would see the world as it is really now. If we open up our eyes, we see within us, it really is already there. It's not something that is going to happen. It's not something that has to stop or start. It's something that is. The isness is already there. It is already there. Now there is peace on earth. Now! Not tomorrow, not yesterday, not another time. But now there is peace on earth. And it began in my thought. It began with me. It began with everything I'm thinking. It began with everything that I'm doing. It began with all that is beautiful and good, because that's the reality of all. That's the joy of all. That's the magic of all. That's the wisdom of all. That's all that matters, and all that ever will matter, and all that ever could matter, and it's what's going on with me and with you. Today, join in this cadre of thinkers who think all is in divine order and who think now it is peace on earth and it began with me. Join this thinking system. Be part of this thinking system of all is in divine order now. All is peaceful now. All is wonderful now. All is magnificent now. And know that it is done, because it is a cause that you put in motion. It is a cause that I put in motion. And it's the only cause that matters. I love you. I love you. I love you.